So the unemployment rate has dropped to 9.5%. I think that's good news. They were expecting
expecting it to go up by a tenth of a percent, but it's sort of floating around the bottom here. Joining us now is Louise Story, New York Times, Wall Street and Finance reporter. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So this report is just out. It's kind of a ritual, 8:30 on the first Friday of every month. We get this report. It seemed to me that the headline leading into this was they were going to see some evidence that federal stimulus programs like, for instance, the census were declining in impact and that was going to affect payrolls, but maybe not so much.
Well, you know, the census has cut a couple hundred thousand workers. They still have over 300,000. But, you know, the number of people are really watching is private employers, because ultimately, if this economy is going to recover, it's going to be because private employers step in and fill in some of those jobs. You know, we've lost 8 million jobs since December 2007. And 8 million jobs will take a long time to fill, years at this rate.
Well, let's look at, you know, in these numbers to see evidence for what the market seems to have been sort of mulling over much of this very negative week on Wall Street, and that was that a double-dip recession, whether motivated by forces outside the United States or demand pressures or employment pressures within the United States, there may be signs that a double-dip recession or a slip is in the cards. What do you see here?
Well, you know, there was also some negative housing data yesterday, and also one report that didn't get a lot of attention but, you know, is important is the Institute for Supply Management report, which has to do with manufacturing.
Right.
And that came out yesterday, and it said that manufacturing expanded last month at its slowest rate all year, and new orders are decreasing. So, you know, that is a bit worrisome, and that is what you're seeing in the market. This housing report, these tepid job reports, the supply management report are all not very positive.
You know, one of the things that's interesting that makes your job challenging, Louise, is that some of the trends that the employment rate looks at are motivated by different sort of forces. For instance, the decline in non-farm payrolls, that's related to one factor, but the adding of jobs is related to something else, and this slowing of expansion of manufacturing is more related to specific demand for orders. How do you resolve all of that?
Well, it is really difficult to sometimes add them up to one picture. A thing that's interesting that's going on with unemployment, of course, is in the last few years, you had a lot of people who were very discouraged that they didn't think they could find a job, and they were dropping out of the group that was looking for jobs. Now a lot of them are coming back. And so even as we add jobs in the equation that you come up with to get the unemployment rate, the denominator is growing, meaning the number of people looking for jobs is growing. So that also makes any benefit in employment look smaller on the unemployment rate.
And if people are looking for jobs, one factor there may be that they believe things are improving, that it's a positive sign, it's worth going out and actually looking, and that balloons the unemployment rate for a time. But if the jobs actually don't come in, then you begin to see a shrinking of the number of people who are actually looking for work, right?
Absolutely. It means that they think they can get one, they hope they can get one, but, you know, it also can mean that their savings are running out. You know, they stopped looking for work for a little while and were living on savings and unemployment, and now perhaps they're more desperate. I saw something the other day that was very striking to me. You know, I live right down by Wall Street,
right,
in the financial district in New York, and in fact, Wall Street is one of the few areas that are hiring. I mean, the banks are hiring because they're doing pretty well. So I was walking down Wall Street, and I saw a woman out there with a huge sign on herself saying, "I'm desperate. I'm looking for work." She was very professionally dressed. "I'll be a receptionist. I'll be anything." And all the bankers walking past her, and she's holding up her sign, "Please take my resume." So
there is kind of this
disparity. Some industries doing well, and there's a lot of people still don't have a job.
All right. So, Louise, as we know, you look nothing like Larry Summers, the chief economic advisor for Barack Obama, right?
Right. No.
I look absolutely nothing like Barack Obama, but be my economic advisor here for a moment. If I come out today and say, wow, the unemployment rate has dropped to 9.5% from 9.6%, that's the headline. What would you advise me to maybe take some caution in that?
Well, you know, a lot of people in Congress are talking about whether another stimulus is needed, and they're all very aware that you have the November elections and that if the economy does not continue improving, that it'll be a problem for the election. So You know, if I were Larry Summers talking with Obama, I would say we need to think about whether a stimulus is needed or not. I'm not sure if one is needed, but I would definitely be considering it. You know, a lot of people are also starting to point to the 1930s to compare that to now. And back then, you had the government decrease spending before it was clear if the economy was better or not, and that had very bad consequences in the 1930s. So one important thing to think about now is, okay, the government's pulling out some of its programs to help the economy. Is the economy ready to take that yet?
All right, so let's say Obama wakes up in a bad mood today and actually looks at the negative aspect of this unemployment number and says, all right, look, this is the loss of 225,000 temporary census jobs, really the most jobs lost since last October. This is hopeless. What would you advise me maybe on the positive side, Larry, Louise?
Well, you know, you'd say, look, you are still gaining jobs. The private sector did hire 41,000 people. So they are hiring, and I think, you know, when you start to see things slow down, you need to see a few months of data before you can be sure. That's why, you know, economists never declare the bottom of a recession or the top of a recession until many months later, because you really have to see a few months of data to decide that the economy has turned in one direction or the other.
You know, that's what I do in sports. Wait a few months, and then it's safe to predict what happened. That's for sure. Economists taking Louise Story's advice there. Louise Story, New York Times, Wall Street, and Finance Reporter. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
And I hope that lady on Wall Street gets a job. We're talking about the unemployment rate, which just has been reported to have dropped from 9.6% to 9.5%. The loss of a number of jobs, including census jobs, but an addition of jobs in the private sector.
Yeah, it's still a drop. Small, but it's still a drop.